This may be a fateful week for America, Iraq, and the world, as the air is sucked out of the diplomacy balloon and all sides brace themselves for what inexorably looks like armed conflict.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
The Bush administration dismisses the idea of prolonged inspection as close to being an irrelevancy. It wants Iraq simply to own up and tell what's happened to tens of thousands of liters of biological agents and tens of thousands of missiles known to have existed. The Iraqi government says it's done all it can do or means to do about cooperating with the United Nations and now is resigned to war. A flurry of rumors about a deal with Saddam Hussein for exile and amnesty has subsided. And Secretary of State Colin Powell has about given up his strenuous efforts to achieve a peaceful settlement. Powell accomplished something of a miracle last August when he induced a skeptical President Bush to try assembling a coalition through the United Nations because unilateral military action simply would not work. In the end, Powell's efforts for consensus were undermined by the defection of France and Germany. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke slightingly of the old Europe, as though placing more reliance on some new Europe of formerly communist-ruled East European states. But even the long-patient Colin Powell, before the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, yesterday needled France and Germany with a reminder that America had helped to rescue Europe from the fascist tyranny that led to World War II. Remarkably, the same Powell who last August persuaded President Bush not to try to go it alone in a war against Iraq now spoke as though he'd given up on seeking a diplomatic solution and was ready for military action, alone if need be. He told the assemblage of government and business leaders, "When we feel strongly about something, we will lead, we will act, even if others are not prepared to join us." It was as though the lonely leader of the Dubs in the Bush administration had resigned that position and joined the Hawks, with consequences not only for the Iraq stalemate, but for all of America's European alliances. This is Daniel Shore.